This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh met Chief of Defence Staff CDS General Anil Chauhan to discuss important issues related to military preparedness in response to the Pahalgam terrorist attack in which 26 tourists from various states were killed on April 22nd. The meeting, which took place at the Defence Minister's residence in Delhi yesterday, lasted for about 40 minutes. According to sources, General Chauhan apprised the Defence Minister about the military strategy and preparations regarding the elimination of terrorism during this time. BSF officers were also present in Delhi for the meeting on key issues related to defence preparations. Director General of Border Security Force Daljeet Singh Chaudhary also visited the Home Ministry yesterday. Meanwhile, the Indian Navy successfully carried out an anti-ship missile exercise and said that it is fully prepared for combat at any time, anywhere and in any manner to safeguard the maritime interests of the country. In Jammu and Kashmir, on the request of the Cabinet, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has summoned a one-day special session of the Legislative Assembly today to discuss Pahalgam terror attack in which 25 tourists and a local were killed and many others were injured. The Assembly will pay tribute to those killed in the terror attack, followed by discussion on the incident and related issues, and then passing a resolution strongly condemning the incident, which sent shockwaves not only in the country but across the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that unity and solidarity of 140 crore Indians is the biggest strength of the country in its fight against terrorism. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani yesterday, Mr. Modi assured the people that the perpetrators and conspirators behind Pahalgam terror attack will be given the harshest punishment. 26 people lost their lives in the terror incident in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam on the 22nd of this month. Prime Minister Modi said, following the terror attack, several global leaders called him up and wrote letters strongly condemning this heinous terrorist attack.
भारत के हम लोगों में जो आक्रोश है वो आक्रोश पूरी दुनिया में है इस आतंकी हमले के बाद लगातार दुनिया भर से संवेदनाएं आ रही हैं मुझे ग्लोबल लीडर्स ने फोन किए हैं पत्र लिखे हैं संदेश भेजे हैं इस जघन्य तरीके से किए गए आतंकी हमले की सबने कठोर निंदा की है उन्होंने मृतकों के परिवारजनों के प्रति संवेदनाएं प्रकट की है पूरा विश्व आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में 140 करोड़ भारतीयों के साथ खड़ा है मैं पीड़ित परिवारों को भरोसा देता हूं उन्हें न्याय मिलेगा इस हमले के दोषियों और साजिश रचने वालों को कठोरतम जवाब दिया जाएगा
The Uttarakhand government has cancelled the registration of 77 Pakistani nationals who had signed up for the annual Chardham and Hemkund Sahib pilgrimage. The decision was announced by State Tourism and Culture Minister Satpal Maharaj.
वो पाकिस्तान के नागरिक होंगे उनका रजिस्ट्रेशन कैंसिल होगा वो चारधाम यात्रा नहीं कर पाएंगे ये हमने निर्णय लिया है उनका वीजा भी वैसे समाप्त हो रहा है उन सबको पाकिस्तान लौट जाना चाहिए ये 77 के करीब संख्या है पर निश्चित रूप में कोई भी पाकिस्तानी जो है वो यात्रा नहीं कर पाएगा
President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the first civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, conferred in three categories, Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri. The awards are given in various disciplines and fields of activities, including art, social work, public affairs, science, engineering, trade and industry, medicine, literature, education, sports and civil service. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex gratia of Rs 2 lakh for the Madhya Pradesh road accident victim families and Rs 50,000 for the injured. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, saddened by the loss of lives in an accident in Mandsaur, Madhya Pradesh. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Delhi Capitals by 6 wickets at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. Chasing a target of 163 runs set by Delhi Capitals, Royal Challengers Bengaluru scored 165 for 4 in 18.3 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.